Bonui, oh no, it's not Nigel. Bonsoir, thank you for coming. We're just going to play some music for you and save the dialogue for later on in the program. thank you so much for coming on a Friday afternoon. It being New York City, I know you have a lot of options. That first piece is called Solo Gato. My mother bought me Rudyard Kipling's Just So Stories when I was about 10 or 11 years old, and that story stood out. If you've not read it, buy the book. The cat decides he wants to cooperate with man and help him out, hunt mice and so on, but he refuses to be domesticated. And in my time at Queen's College, so many of the guys, the cats, who are the sole representative of the countries, the guys from Italy, the guys from Poland, the one girl from Japan who plays violin, all of them have struck me as stellar individuals. So this tune was written for them as they try to find their way in New York City without getting domesticated. The next piece that we're going to play is called Adonis. In Trinidad, because we were colonized by no less than three individual European plantocracies, we have a little bit of Spanish, French, and English mixed up in our culture. Thanks to the Spanish, we got guitars and a folk music that evolved on its own, but is reminiscent of flamenco and other music from Iberia. It's called Paran, and is normally sung at Christmas. This song was written about Adonis, who is a shaman of the Carib people. They're sort of like the indigenous people of the Caribbean. And it's known that the foremost exponents of Paran are within the Carib community. That night, Adonis and his family played wonderful music. I mean, it sounded like, I've not heard anything like it since. And the irony was that the judges that night elected to give the prize to a young group of upstarts that were playing a really cheesy, commercialized version of the music. It had nothing to do with Adonis's people and what they'd been through in their history. And I remember seeing Adonis just looking at them with utter contempt when everyone was clapping the new champions. So the song was written.